Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. I hope everyone had a wonderful Valentine's Day and President's Day weekend. Andy, who's your favorite president ever?
Wow.
I was just in Washington, D.C. for the weekend, so I'm feeling very patriotic.
I just read a biography of Millard Fillmore. He's very interesting.
And was it good?
Why are you looking at me like I said witches exist?
They don't?
They were talking on the radio last night about Fillmore. He has some distinction of being something. Maybe
some great things.
If anybody in this room could tell us, it's Michelle.
Yeah, go ahead. He doesn't have a great history when it
did
comes
you read,
to civil relations, perhaps, in the United States around
have
the time.
Have you read
of
bios
Civil War.
On, like, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Pierce?
No, but I will.
Buchanan?
No, I've done the big ones. I've done the big ones. Adams, Kennedy, Jefferson, Lincoln. So I work my way through.
Now, which Adams? John Adams or John Quincy Adams?
John Adams, not Q.
John.
Is that Abigail Adams' husband?
Yes.
I wrote a bio on her. Interesting chick. Joe, who's your favorite president?
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, boy.
The Gipper.
All right.
Yeah. The Gipper.
Yeah.
Michelle?
We're Dutch. What are we going to call him?
Jefferson.
All right.
Isn't that special?
There you go.
Look at you.
I think I drove by his memorial, or his monument.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's cool. Who's Lincoln Memorial is the best one, though.
I love the
Who's
Lincoln
yours?
Memorial.
I just drove by. I don't know. I mean, Lincoln's pretty cool, I think. He did a lot, right?
Pretty cool. He's a Republican.
Yeah, Lincoln's pretty cool.
He's a Republican.
The Lincoln Memorial at night is
awesome.
Well,
that's my favorite memorial.
That place is really
cool.
Have you ever been
there
at night?
Yeah. Oh, it's my
favorite
memorial
in
D.C. All right. Well, we have a big show for you today. Today's call-in topic is, how can I convince a new client to use promo products?
Really big show.
Andy?
Huh?
If anyone calls in with a question or a comment on how to convince new clients to use promo products, they can call us at 215-953-4979. Joe, if we put you on the air this morning,
yes.
What are we going to give you?
We're going to get you that fabulous radio show prize pack, which includes a $25 Visa gift card.
That you have to use within the year. Just saying.
No, you don't.
Use it within the year. Take my
months.
Advice.
No, that is against the law now.
No. Once it's registered within a year, after a year is up, they will start to take $250 a month. Huh?
Once it's registered, what if you?
Well, you have to register to be able to use it. You have to call in.
You have to activate.
Oh, so then don't activate.
Are you sure about that?
We are positive, and we will tell you why after the radio show.
It happened to you.
Hear me now. Everybody
because
who gets a card from us, yes.
That there are new rules against that.
That
expiration dates can't
be
enforced.
Right, but maybe the activation thing is the loophole. I don't know.
Maybe the activation thing is
the loophole.
Why don't
we find out about that, Andy, and you keep everyone apprised.
Okay. You'll also get the finger puppets and the hand fans, which never expire, and you're going to get some great ASI radio drinkware.
All right, so call us 215-953-4979.
I don't even have the drinkware.
Today's topic, again, is how can I convince a new client to use promo products? Joe, what else is on tap for today's
show? Well, we
have
10 tips for being a proficient telecommuter. We have 4 steps to delivering bad news, 4 ways to increase employee engagement. We have 3 secrets of innovation. We're also going to look at why most brands aren't prepared to manage customer complaints on social media. We have our favorite things, but let's start the show off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right, thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with legislative news. As Congress has its sights set on big data, a new federal bill would require marketers to allow people to opt out of having information about themselves collected and sold. It's a proposal that has the advertising community bristling, as they fear it will limit their ability to target certain sectors. Check out Promogram today for details. On to industry personnel news now. Clegg Promo has named Chris Hodge as its new president. Hodge previously was senior vice president of sales for Norwood's Barlow Group division, president of Magnet Group's Benchmark Industries division, and had been a board member of SAC. Top 40 financial news now. BitGraphic announced last week that its sales dropped by 5% in 2013. In its financial filing, though, the company pointed to sales progress in its BitGraphic division. In 2013's fourth quarter, the company is also forecasting revenue growth in the low single digits for 2014. General economic news now. New data from the NFIB shows that optimism among small business owners edged slightly higher in January. The group's report also says that small business owners' expectations about their own sales have risen 7 points on an NFIB scale since December. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Well, Andy, we have something that's going to help me amplify my voice.
Oh, my God.
We don't normally think that you're one that needs amplifying your voice.
I do.
I think you used that in the office last week.
I did.
I love that product, by the way.
It's awesome.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's all wait with bated breath for that.
Where you can brush your teeth.
In Promogram today.
We have Leighton Lee on the line, our friend from ETS Express, who's going to give us our product safety minute this morning. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. I have to say that with Melinda, you talking about the biographies you've been reading and how serious and intellectual they are, I have to think about the last biography I read, and I think that was on Homer Simpson. So, I'm really impressed.
Well, Andy just finished Justin Bieber's bio, so you're in good company.
Anyways, great stuff. As most of you know, I've been doing a series on hazards to children that might be present. I'm sorry.
There's a dog. There's a dog. We've got a dog.
What kind of dog is that?
Let's see. Charlie is a purebred corgi. He's a rescue. Chewy is a mutt, part German Shepherd and Golden. He's also a rescue. And then the little sharp voice is little Michi. She's part Bichon, part Cavalier. King Charles Spaniel.
Send us pictures. We'll put them online.
Oh, okay. Very good. Anyways, hazards that might be present in general use products that could really injure children. We talked in the prior two segments about small parts that can become choking hazards. And last week we talked about sharp edges and sharp points that could cut or puncture children's skin. Today we're going to talk about something that's a little more deadly. And I don't mean to be morbid or anything about that, but it is a serious risk, and that is strangulation. Those are strangulation hazards. To illustrate in my career, I've had to deal with two incidents among many where children were injured or had died from being strangled with cords. And one incident, a little girl was wearing a child necklace made of nylon rope or a cord. And she was running throughout their house. Her kid brother was chasing her. And the necklace caught on the upper edge of the handrail going down the stairs in their house. That cord caught, and it clotheslined her. Her feet went out from underneath her. She had a rope burn around her neck. I saw photos of it. And so after that, we started putting breakaway clasps that broke away at 15 pounds during testing to ensure that these necklaces would just pop open with a breakaway. And another incident, and this is really a sad one, it breaks my heart every time I think about it, where a little boy was climbing down his bunk bed. And he had a water bottle with a lanyard on it. And he caught the water bottle or the lanyard on a post on his bunk bed. And he died from it. And the parents gave him the water bottle from a trip that they had taken. And the bed was homemade, so it had a post. And most bunk beds today don't have those posts to prevent strangulation hazard. So I'm sorry to bum you guys out this morning, but those are very, very true stories, and it accentuates how important it is for us in our industry to look for things that could strangle children. One last thought, hoodies. Children's hoodies should not have drawstrings around the hood or around the neck because those are banned by the U.S. government under CPSIA. So if you're making garments and they're hoodies and you think they're going to go to children, please remove the cords, the drawstrings, or clip them off to prevent any injuries. And all of us need to be vigilant about taking a look at the products that we make that we know could be or are destined for children. And that is my morbid product safety minute for the day.
All right. Well, that's an important topic. Thank you so much, Leighton.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
That was Leighton Lee from ETS Express. And we're going to go to our – from – call-in question now, which is, how can I convince a new client to use promo products? And on line five, we have Stanley. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Oh, just good. When you were in Washington, did you happen to see the Washington Monument that was finished in 1885 and started in 1848 and is 555 feet tall?
Anyway, are you looking on Wikipedia right now, Stanley?
No, it's the one thing I remember about Washington, because when we went there, I don't think they let people in the top anymore, but I went there when I was like, 17, and it was the one thing that they always asked us about, and it's like always stuck in my mind. But Washington is an amazing place. I love that place. Anyhow, my question to you is regarding convincing. Can you really convince a person to use promo products? I mean, I've shown the videos, and we've shown what it can do. But if you're sitting in front of a person who thinks the stuff that we do is just meant for landfills, can you really convince them? Or are we really looking for people that somewhat like the idea, but then want to really engage? I mean, what do you think?
Well, that's a good question. I would say certainly in the past few years at ASI, we've developed some great research that, is really, we've got a lot of great hard numbers to convince those naysayers and, people who aren't educated about the value of promo products. I mean, the ASI ad impression study, to give a little plug, but it's an important one. Says that 85% of people who get a promotional product remember right away the name of the advertiser on the products they have. And then, of course, there's lots of other numbers in there that compare the cost effectiveness of promotional products and show it's really the most cost effective ad medium out there. So, I do think that study and other, industry research can be used to even, people who are against it or who have some preconceived notions about it can be used to combat that for sure.
Even your own case studies, successful jobs you've done with other clients, use that as, an example of why these things work and help you convince them.
I think if somebody's a good marketer, they're going to be open to any form of marketing that will help their promotion succeed. I think what you were hinting at, Stanley, is maybe somebody who has kind of a visceral reaction to things that they view as, you said landfill. I mean, I think that's a very, very small number, and I think perhaps maybe that person isn't maybe a great marketer to begin with. If somebody's a really good marketer, they're going to take any vehicle they can that's going to get their message across in an effective way. And if they're so concerned, I'm thinking what you're hinting at is about the eco aspect of it, then, there are certainly products in this industry that address that as far as being sustainable.
Yeah, because what we've done, I believe all that you've said. As a matter of fact, we have all your videos, all the ASI case videos, like percentage videos on our website. And I find that when we're talking to a good client, a client who can appreciate it, what I find really, quote, convinces them to do more is when we go through the idea of how they're going to execute their promotional campaign, what might come with their promotional campaign, packaging, how they're going to, monitor and measure their results. Then I find that they get a little more excited.
Well, that's smart, and that shows they're really most effective when used as part of a strategy rather than, so many marketers use them kind of as an afterthought or, oh, yeah, and we've got to get some free stuff. Obviously, your approach is much better. Well, thanks for calling, Stanley. Have a great day.
You too, and go back to Washington sometime and tour the Capitol and ask about the construction, because that's an amazing thing. Seriously, you know that the dome is made of steel because it was too heavy to make it out of concrete?
I did not. I did know that.
Look that up on YouTube. It's really an amazing documentary. Anyways, have a great day.
Thank you too.
Stanley.
Wow, Stanley's a wealth of information.
It turned into interesting Washington, D.C.
like
facts.
He's like you, Joe. He's like Cliff Clavin. He's the master of all sorts of wacky knowledge.
On line three, we have Greg. Good morning, Greg. What's your favorite? Who's your favorite president of all time in honor of President's Day?
Easy, Lincoln, for sure.
Oh, we have something in common.
Yes. So you guys kind of answered my question, at least in part, I think, with that previous caller. But let me put it to you anyway. I have a new marketing contact at one of my biggest clients, and a younger person who believes that they could do everything they need to do with marketing, via social media, and doesn't really believe in promotional products. And I'm wondering what I can do to kind of change that mindset.
Well, I think if they're really just doing everything through social media, then you've got somebody that is not looking at enough marketing options.
He's not an effective marketer.
I mean, social media, as we've talked about on the show before, it can be extremely effective as part of a whole marketing campaign and a whole plan. But I would assume that they're probably doing a little bit more than social media and trying to engage customers in other ways. And maybe they do live events. Maybe they do product launch events or promoting their wares at street fairs and
their
things
wares.
Like that. Yeah, I
okay,
said it.
Go ahead.
Their wares. So certainly, if they're doing anything besides social media, there are ways to connect.
Even meetings,
events, promotional
conferences,
products through that. Yeah,
sales meetings.
I would imagine they're doing other things. Maybe the person that you're talking to is not, but somebody at the company probably is. Also, I mean, there are technology products that they might be interested in as far as promo items that could, go to their demographic a little bit more clearly than maybe some other traditional promotional items as well.
I wonder if there's a case study that we've ever done that compares doing a social media campaign alone to doing one supplemented with promotional products and how much more effective that is.
I don't know, but I see a lot of people on social media mm-hmm. effectively using promo
like a both, a tie-in. No one is saying other than me that you shouldn't be using social media. Most people
Well, you
that
say that and you have 1,000 Twitter followers. Just say it.
But I think that most people would say, why not get a better return rate if you can supplement it with promotional products?
Absolutely. All right. Well, Greg, thanks for calling. Hope that gives you some good ideas. Stay on the phone for your Visa gift card.
I also think that there are really good ways to tie social media into promotional products. You see it all the time with T-shirts and pens and mugs with hashtags that people are using for certain events or, their company's Twitter handle. There are ways that social media is tied into promotional products all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I don't think that's a lost cause necessarily. In fact, if they're really if they're really trying to boost their engagement through social media, actually the companies that do it best don't just do it online. Mm-hmm. They do it offline as well. There are ways to engage customers that way in addition to online too.
You're absolutely right. Michelle, I think we have a couple of Facebook comments on this topic as well.
We do, as far as getting people more involved. We have Lori O'Shea from Motivators who says, the best thing to do to prove the value of promotional products is to send a sample, something new or something that might apply to the person's company. She gave her brother, who's a specialist at a hospital, a really great mug, and the next thing she knew, she had orders for that mug from different doctors that work with her brother.
That's great.
People underestimate the value of seeing their own name, seeing your client's own name on a product. That is something when they get it in the mail, they totally react
they
want it. I mean, think about yourself. You get something with your name on
it. Well, you brought me a pen back from PPI that had
it.
My name.
Right.
And I brought it home, and now everyone in my family wants one, of course.
Yeah, now it's gone.
No, I didn't. No, I like it. I'll keep that.
Yeah, people value that. And it's not something they end up, throwing away. They use it. So don't underestimate the value of a sample. I think that person is quite accurate.
She's right on.
And we have Ryan Schott who says, I back up the effectiveness of promotional products with statistics provided by ASI and testimonials provided by my current clients.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's great. And by the way, if people aren't familiar with the ad impression study, they can go to asicentral.com/study and get all those great stats we were talking about.
Obviously, if you're in front of a client, there has to be some interest in promotional products.
Right.
I mean, why else would you be there? I mean,
if
they're not using promotional products now, why else would you be there? So I think that a little bit of convincing is going to be, easy to do.
Well,
even
some
if, like Michelle
say
was
they're
sorry,
marketing consultants, not just promotional product sellers.
Right. And like Michelle was saying, yes, you might have that person across the desk that is just totally against it. And that's entirely possible. Those people, I think it's extremely, extremely small, the number of people, but it could happen. And yet they're marketing people, like we were talking about. They understand the value of connecting with customers. So this is one medium to do it. And
bless you.
And it enhances other marketing programs that the person has. So assuming they're actually a marketing person, you can have any kind of ROI conversation with them about how promotional products can enhance it.
And I think the more common scenario is not one of people who are totally against it, but who are just uneducated and, maybe think they're fine but don't understand, how – extremely valuable they really are. Well, we're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, Haynes. And when we return, Andy's going to tell us how to be a proficient telecommuter. How apropos.
Hanes Branded Printwear is starting the new year with a new website. Designed for promotional product distributors and screen printers alike, HanesInc.com features high-res product and lifestyle images, marketing materials, videos, upsell techniques, and helpful tips to help you increase your ROI. Our new website allows you to search for products based on colors or product line. Our wholesaler sections helpfully list all products that companies carry, as well as wholesaler contact information. HanesInc.com provides the best tools to sell quality products. Hanes is also proud to unveil the Nano Collection, complete with brand new vintage colors and new styles such as lightweight ring-spun fashion fleece. If retail fashion is what your customers seek, the Nano Collection is where they'll find it. Cheap shirts are cheap. Hanes shirts are better. Visit www.hanesinc.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Wow, who is that voice of the commercial?
You know what?
We should hire her.
There is nothing that makes my Tuesday more happy than hearing Michelle saying, cheap shirts are cheap.
Wow,
Hanes shirts are
really
better.
Good. You should
it's
be hired.
Just, it is great.
I like
should
the music.
Be hired.
Oh, yeah,
the
music, music under that is fantastic.
It's a little zen. Well, yeah. You know, Michelle's taking up yoga recently. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
So I know.
This
they don't do
with
it right,
her,
probably.
Her whole new... Her zen-like.
I've been.
I have it tonight.
I've
tonight's my class.
Dying to put a video camera on that.
Well, the world is definitely changing because Kathy Houston bought sneakers for the first time in her adult life and is taking Zumba, and Michelle's taking yoga. Now, are you going to take up drumming? I mean, I'm just trying
I have
to think
not
of
taken
something
up drumming, nor am I planning.
Joe's going to be a vegan.
No, I'm going to come to the class tonight and take a picture of Happy Baby.
Okay, so. Andy,
it's a pose.
You telecommute to the office because you live far, far away in Tuckahoe. And
I am here today,
you've got some
though.
Tips
Braving.
For how to be a proficient telecommuter.
Yeah, so
you can tell us if you agree with these tips.
I will. There, actually, I'm not saying ones that I don't agree with. There are some on this list that I don't particularly agree with.
Well, tell us one.
We are going to put,
we should say.
You want me to tell you one that I don't agree with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. One that I don't agree with, it says don't multitask. Okay. Because
and
it
you're
says,
sitting taking notes while you're driving, is that it?
No, when you're telecommuting, you're assuming presuming you're sitting at
oh,
home.
Oh, you're not in the car. Okay, sorry, go
on,
ahead.
Get with the program here. So
don't multitask.
So, right. It says that that multitasking that people who are working at home need to focus better. So they feel like multitasking, this article says that multitasking kind of gets them away from that. I don't agree with that at all. I think that, you know, if you work in an office or work at home, you should be able to multitask.
Well, and if you're
things
by
come
your
way
if
that,
you're by
you know,
yourself at
different.
Home, I think you could have more focus than if you're in an office where people are running into your office every
for week. Sure. But you have to be able to, if things come your way, to
sure.
you know, do something you weren't planning on doing.
All
so
right, well, what are the good
those
tips?
Are ones I don't, those one I don't agree with. Okay, here's a few that I do. This says get things done in the morning, and it cites studies that show that specifically people who work at home are significantly more productive in the morning than they are as the day moves on. That is actually true, and it is for me. When I work at home
why
3 days
you
a week.
Oprah in the afternoon?
Reruns of Gilligan's Island, come on at one.
No, it's not. I don't know exactly what it is, but after lunch, you have a little bit of a lull, and especially when you're home and you're alone
well, and, you're not
and there's no other
people.
Outside stimulus, that becomes even more present. So get things done in the morning. The
you
other,
see you sitting in a chair. Staring blankly.
We could put a camera on it. You could see what I do all day. Maybe that would
we
be interesting
Andy
for people.
Wow.
Andy
cam.
I want Andy cam.
Do the Andy cam and everybody
we
can
need
see
to have
how
you get a GoPro on your head.
That wouldn't be as interesting as like skiing down a hill with a GoPro or anything. All right. The next is to take breaks during the day. Actually build it into your schedule. People who work at home, as we said, they're you know not always talking to others in the office like they would be. So build some breaks into the day where you can try to refocus yourself.
Walk the dog.
If you have a dog, take
how long
the dog
of a break should you take?
I would say a couple of minutes. Let's say you know the days I'm here, I come into your office and we chat for a couple of minutes.
Joe's already poofing.
And then
this.
We're and
no,
then
no,
we're
no.
back.
I'm just you thinking that you know, a break's a break. You know, but some people think a break's a break.
Well, for sure. The point is that people who are working home by themselves.
Can you take a nap?
They don't. I would not suggest taking a nap. No,
don't use your break to nap.
That is not on this list, but no, I wouldn't suggest that. The other one is here it says don't go to bed busy. And I would translate that as really to separate work from personal space and time. You know, I have an office at home that's my office. I am in there basically all day long when I'm working. And when I'm done with work, I'm out of there.
You don't answer your phone at night in your office.
Well, why would I?
No, I don't expect you to.
I answer emails, unfortunately. I struggle with it. It is actually
right. We all do that, though.
For people who work at home, it is a struggle to separate work from personal time and space. But it is something that you want to do when you're, you know, I try when I'm done working at the end of the day to essentially be done. Doesn't always work out, but as best you can, try. Anyway, we will put these tips, some that I agree with and some that I don't, on our website at asicentral.com/radio.
All right. This is a really interesting topic, so we're going to squeeze it in. 5 Ways to Stop Being High Maintenance by Michelle Bell.
One, don't be Michelle Bell. That's number one.
I really
these ought to be good. Let's
tips.
See.
Okay, I have identified one for each of us.
Oh,
here we go.
I love when Michelle does this.
Let people know when you're done talking. Joe Haley. This is more than a social cue. When you talk to a coworker or your boss, try to pay attention to when the conversation is wrapping up. One clear sign that someone is high maintenance is when he or she can't seem to stop talking. Just saying.
Mr.
Haley.
Joe's feelings. All right.
Be on time, Melinda Lagos.
Oh, yeah. I'll
it might
that.
Seem obvious, but showing up on time is one of the best ways to make yourself seem more useful. Your coworkers won't see you as, I don't know what this word means, as a kludge on a project? What is that?
Kludge?
C-L-U-D-G. I don't think I'm a kludge. Whatever that is, I'm not a kludge.
Whatever.
Sounds like an awful word.
Yeah, so be on time. Number 3, control your emotions. I'll take that one. The term high maintenance is usually reserved for coworkers who can't seem to control their anger. They get worked up over minor problems.
that was like the definition of you this morning.
Oh my God.
Wow. Perfect.
They need to remember that compared to things like living in abject poverty or suffering a major illness, things at work will pass.
I'm gonna throw that at you next time. Probably
next time,
like, in like an
something.
Hour.
What's Andy's?
Number 4, Andy Cohen, don't complain.
Ah.
It's sometimes hard to know the difference between being constructive at work and complaining. Here's a tip. Complainers rarely have a solution. They just bring up the same issue. Well, this could be Joe. Over and over again.
Yeah.
They're not exactly known for resolving problems. Those who are constructive are more interested in moving the project along.
See, I would argue I actually try not to complain as much. I just ignore. I would be guilty of that more than anything else. Like when there's annoyance levels that are out there for certain things, then I'm done. I'm out.
That doesn't make you high maintenance, though. That just makes you weird and misanthropic.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, well, we all have our faults, don't we? All right, we have just enough time in the show for Michelle's favorite segment, which is our editors share their favorite products of the week. Now, Joe, this product is from last week.
Yeah, that's not mine. No, I have this. This is it.
Sorry.
And I'll be brief. Okay. It's this thing. You can get it from Sweeta. Read it online. Actually, it's a multi-function adapter. You plug this end into your computer. You plug this end into your smartphone or your iPhone or your iPhone 5.
Wow,
it's got a lot of uses here. It's small. It's card size. You can throw it in a briefcase, in your jacket, in your backpack, wherever you want. It's great for any tech companies.
I like
and
that.
And you can find this at Sweeta. SweetaUSA.com.
And where else can you find it? ASICentral.com/radio.
Radio, right.
All the products.
Oh, it's on today's Joe Show, too.
Okay,
you find it everywhere.
Wow.
It's everywhere.
That thing is like
This is like a star.
Michelle, what's your favorite product this week?
So, you know, there's that Lego movie out?
Yeah, I saw it.
How was it?
Hugely popular.
You know what? It was pretty good.
Shane liked it.
I heard it was good.
I mean, I brought a 9-year-old.
Because
so,
it's weird to me that there's a whole movie around Legos, but whatever.
It was,
and apparently they
it was
talk.
Pretty good.
They talk.
Well, yeah.
Well,
what else would they do?
There's a lot of cameos in it, too.
But it's not a cartoon. It's like real but talking.
What? No, it's not stop action. It's a cartoon.
Okay, I got my information wrong.
You
go ahead,
Michelle.
You
got your information way wrong.
So our friends at Primeline have something called the Lego Blocks, and it's like little Legos that's a phone accessory set. You have to see it online on our website.
That's cool.
But it's ASI 79530, but it is a whole set, and you not only does it sit on your desk as a desk accessory, but you can actually play with the Legos and build around it to make your
that's pretty cool.
phone holder and things, something to hold your pens, that kind of stuff.
All right, Andy, bring up the rear.
So we've had an awful winter with way too much
snow. It's not over yet.
So I know, but I'm hoping it is. And that's why I have this product, which is it's actually a neoprene sunglass strap. So we're dreaming of sun here with beach. Think of beach promos, and maybe we'll get to the sun and beach.
You
a
actually need
sooner.
Sunglasses now because that glare off that snow when you're driving is brutal.
All right, so but that's not what I'm thinking of.
All right,
check it out. It's from Lanco, ASI 66224.
You can check out all those products at asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time. Thanks today for everyone for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsor, Hanes. And we'll see you all next week. Have a great week and stay warm. It's going to be 59 in Philly on Saturday.
Everyone's Woo-hoo! Basements will be flooding.